You save, we give. Hi, this is Cheyenne Panetta with First Northern Bank of Wyoming. You're familiar with our Save Up program by now, and in 2025, we matched over $43,000 donated to local nonprofits in our communities. In 2026, our quarter one donations will go to the local high school programs. Enroll today at 29 North Gould Street in Sheridan. First Northern Bank of Wyoming, investing in our communities since 1885. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 402576.
The following message is presented by First Federal Bank and Trust, online at efirstfederal.bank.
The IRS and the AARP Tax Aid Foundation have partnered with the Hub on Smith to offer free tax preparation and assistance. To make an appointment, please call 672-2240. You will then get a return call to finalize the appointment, so be sure to answer. You will be asked to pick up a packet prior to your appointment, and we have a team of IRS-certified volunteers happy to assist you.
Feeling the squeeze at the gas pump? Grocery budget taking a hit too? We can help with that. This is Gina Benjamin with ERA Care Realty inviting you to enter our gas and grocery sweepstakes. One lucky winner will get a $200 gift card to Farmers Co-op and $200 in Chamber Bucks. Answer daily on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Tuesday, February 17th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we are joined by WYO Performing Arts and Education Center Executive Director, Aaron Butler, director of the upcoming co-production of She Loves Me, Pollyann Averett, and local actor playing Sipos, Dan Cole. All right, good morning. Welcome back, all.
Good morning.
Floyd.
Now, how has winter, and I put little bunnies beside that, been out at the theater with people able to kind of get into town much more often?
Yeah, well, we've been busy.
That's good.
There's a lot that's been happening. We most recently hosted the Fly Fishing Film Fest, which sold out. Thursday of this last week, we had a really excellent guitar group called International Guitar Night, which was really absolutely. It was amazing.
I had an appointment, but I wanted to go so badly.
Yeah. I think it was our best one so far.
Really? Yeah, it was
amazing.
Exceptional.
Yeah.
There's one guitar performer in particular I wanted to go see, and it was someone who's been here before, but he rarely comes back.
Mm.
And kind of the bigger guy. You sent me a photo of him. He just looks like he was rocking out. And boy, I wanted to see that so
badly. He was
badly.
Amazing.
Like a true aficionado.
Somebody
who truly understands and knows the instrument.
Oh, yeah. He has a guitar he made himself. What do you call it? The Franken guitar or
yes,
something?
That's right. Yeah.
it's pretty cool.
I'm so sorry I missed that. Pollyanna, usually you are sitting in the actor's seat.
Yes.
This time around, you're directing.
That is true.
What led you to this?
Well, I really, really love the show. I work at the YO, but I'm also on the board for the Civic Theater Guild. And so we were talking about what we wanted to do for CoPro. And usually we find the director first, and they tell us kind of like within, 3 to 5 of what they would like to do. Because if you're passionate about the project, they just don't go quite as well. And so we were having an interesting time finding directors. And so I volunteered to direct. I've done Arsenic and Old Lace at the Carriage House within the past couple years. And so, yeah, it was kind of one of those, I volunteered, and then we went through the selection process. One of the other shows that we were thinking about doing is actually being performed at the high school this year.
Oh, wow.
Anastasia. And really, it was just kind of that kismet of we were looking, and I got an email saying that MTI had rights to do She Loves Me. And it was just like, okay, we're doing this.
You knew instantly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and our technical director, my husband, Verl Averitt, loves the show as well. And he was like, yes, we're doing this. I'm building the set. Super enthused. So, yeah, that's kind of how it came about.
For those who don't know mm-hmm. She Loves Me, can yes. you give me a quick summary mm-hmm. of the story itself and what we're looking at as far as themes and things that you like to explore?
Yeah, absolutely. It's set in 1934 in Hungary, which is kind of the traditional setting for it, even though it's had iterations even in the 90s with You've Got Mail, the film with Tom Hanks. Really, it's a kind of case of mistaken identity. We have an anonymous letter that kind of sets up a whole bunch of the drama, and the fact that the two romantic leads have been writing each other passionate love letters and then meet and hate each other in person. And then you also have kind of a playboy character who actually has been sleeping with the boss's wife. And as well as who knows how many other people. And we have, Sipos's character that played by Dan, who is basically just trying to keep his head above water.
Yeah.
He's lovable, but he definitely feels like he's not in control of anything that's happening.
I think a lot of people can identify.
You know, exactly. And we have a clerk, someone who desperately wants to be working at the perfumery all the time, and he's running people over with his bicycle. He provides some comedy for that. Some of it is just the fun part of the audience being omniscient. We know that the two leads are in love with each other, but also enjoying the fact that they're fighting and constantly, you know.
I think a lot of people can identify that.
Yeah, exactly. almost 100% of it happens in the perfumery. It's that workplace drama and the fact that the customers are completely oblivious that things are happening.
Now, you said that your husband was eager about building the sets.
Yes.
Let's talk about the sets and the environment a little bit. You said most of it takes place right there within
That's
the perfumery.
Mm-hmm.
What did he have to build?
We have, it being familiar with the stage at the YO Theater, the entire back wall is the perfumery. And we have various doorways to go into an office, the workroom, which takes over about half the stage when we go to it. And what Verl designed was the front door, the door that everyone enters in through, also can shift to be the front of Marichex. So you can look through the front door. And that's where our first scene opens, is outside of the perfumery. And so that part is you can switch back and forth. We have the other big number in Act Four is set in the Cafe Imperial, and that is flying in. We have a beautiful flats that come in, then the other two locations are rolling flats. Basically every single location is a slightly set up. And the goal was to make it as easy as possible for crew.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have lovely wings, which did not exist up until just, more recently, but taking it up with set has always been interesting. I've done a whole bunch of crew for our co-pros and premiere, and that was our goal, was to make it as easy as possible to make it so that you didn't have to get bogged down in that and just enjoy the action on set, on the stage.
You've been in the trenches.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There were things. Yeah, there were. That was like one of the meetings we had, our production meetings at home.
You know, and when it comes to carpenters and building sets,
yes.
I would challenge anyone, any carpenter out there to volunteer for one of your local theaters, Civic Theater Guild, you know, YO Theater, Ace in the Hole, anybody. Yes. Volunteer for any of these local theater troops and build a set, because therein lies the challenge. How can we maximize the use of just one thing?
Yes.
Turning it around, flipping it over.
Not getting anyone hurt.
Yes. Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Getting anybody hurt. Exactly. Yeah. There was a production I watched at the YO not too long ago where you had to build a second floor. And I thought, wow, that is absolutely fast. That whole set was amazing. And it was all kind of one house or maybe an apartment complex or something like that. And I thought,
yeah, that was a show that Dan directed.
That's right.
Not long ago.
Noises Off.
Yes, Noises Off.
The funny actor's
show. I loved it.
The weird actor's show. Favorite show.
It was great, but the set itself, very complex.
And scary. I mean, you got to think about those things when, you know.
Someone might be standing up there for a half hour or slamming that door for five different times. So I appreciate any carpenter who decides, you know what, I'm going to volunteer my time. I'm going to accept this challenge. I'm going to make something pretty fun. And I would also put that challenge out there for anybody who wants to take it up. Now, when we look at basic conflicts between the two, would you, Amelia and George?
Amalia and George.
Amalia and George. Mm-hmm. These are co-workers?
Co-workers, yes.
What's the conflict between those two?
Really, George and most of the people at the perfumery, it seems, Marichak, George, did not want to hire a new person. And she came in, and by force of personality, it just made it impossible to not hire her.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a little bit of conflict there, just because it was kind of an unwilling thing, and they immediately rub each other the wrong way. It's just one of those things.
Now, you said this story takes place in the 1930s, although there has been remakes that have kind of quote unquote updated all of it.
Yes.
What about the story itself, though, can make it feel so timeless? Because there are stories that you just can't bring into a modern age. You can't update. It happens then. We got to keep it then.
Yeah.
This one kind of can go everywhere. What is it about a story that makes it timeless?
Because, I mean, people really haven't changed that much. They haven't.
Technology, the environment might, but
exactly.
Humans are still human.
The fact that, you know, really, people just want to be understood, and people are always gonna do whatever they can to get what they want in life. And with some people, it's sleeping around. With some people, it's escaping from regular life through art, which is something that George and Amalia have in common.
Yeah.
They love art and music and books, and that is something that they're constantly writing to each other about. They don't know each other's names, but they have connected at a pretty deep level. The trick is doing that in person.
Which
we can all, especially in the digital age. I mean, like, how many of us even really, know each other?
We
might be friends on Facebook or Instagram or something, but
you've never actually laid eyes on
exactly
them. That's really interesting to look at it that way.
And then also a little bit is, you know, you think some of these characters like Ritter, she's basically, it seems on the surface that she's just on the hunt for a husband. You also realize in the time, I mean, like, they're not expecting a woman to work after she gets married.
Yeah.
The fact that they have to work.
1930s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, so it's one of those things where, just kind of understanding that dynamic, you know, she might seem frivolous, but she isn't. And she's, you know, so
she's kind of a bulldog.
She is. I mean, really, she absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I tend to admire women who are bulldogs.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes. Most definitely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Especially in that day and age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, so if you were to set a tone for the production and stuff, what would you say? Well, not the production. Yes. Let's say the play.
Yes.
People who are showing up, are they going to be watching a comedy? Are they going to be watching something a little more dramatic? A mix of the two?
It really is a mix of a whole bunch of different. The theme, it's definitely funny. But there's also a bit of mystery because we're not sure who wrote the letter and the things that it sets in motion. You know, definitely not something that character expected. And then it's romantic as well. You also have a little bit of element of danger, a little bit of. A lot of things. I would say it's fun just because you get just like a little bit of a glimpse into every character. And that's one of the things I love about it is it's very well, all of the characters actually have development. You know, and that is not something that you get in every musical or every play. I would say that it's entertaining, it's fun, and every once in a while you also just kind of feel for the characters because, you know, they might be in a situation that they weren't expecting to be in.
And we've all been there.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to take a quick commercial break, but before I go, I got a question regarding the music. Mm-hmm. This is a musical, mm-hmm. and it does appeal to a lot of people. What is it about the music that you think has lasted so well?
Every single character has a piece of music that is theirs. It's the style is different. And also, you can appreciate as a musician that it's difficult sometimes, but then you can appreciate how well it's being performed.
Mm. Timeless things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right. On that, we're going to have more with the cast and crew of She Loves Me. In just a moment, you're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Well. Will wonders never cease? I didn't like her. Didn't like her. I couldn't stand her. Couldn't stand her. I wouldn't have her. I never knew her. But now I do. And I could. And I would. And I know.
What if your bank actually shared your values?
That's the difference at First Federal Bank and Trust.
No outside shareholders, just shared values.
Just people banking with people and investing right back into our community.
Supporting local nonprofits.
Strengthening the place where we call home.
With local branches and convenient online and mobile banking.
Banking without shareholders.
You belong at First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kayla Carr with Sheridan Honda. Life moves fast, so should your auto service. Whether you drive a Honda, Jeep, Ford, or any other make, our expert technicians have you covered. We service all makes and models with same-day appointments always available. We offer loaner cars and shuttle service anywhere in Sheridan. Exceptional customer service, all makes and models, same-day appointments. It's not just a dealership. It's Sheridan Honda.
Before there was a Frackleton's restaurant, this building was home to Dr. Frackleton, the sagebrush dentist who patched up cowboys, Native American chiefs, and anybody tough enough to sit still. No frills, no shortcuts, just steady hands and work done right. That same Frackleton spirit lives on today. Good food prepared with care, well-poured drinks, friendly service, and world-class cuisine. Frackleton's. Main Street, downtown Sheridan.
I'm Caitlin Brown with the John B. Kendrick FFA. We invite you to the annual FFA Alumni Barn Bash fundraiser, Saturday, February 21st at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall. Event sponsors include the Wyoming Eye Surgeons and Standish Family Fund. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are just $35 at the door. The night includes dinner, live and silent auction items, and dancing with the Wyoming Sandal Tramps. Band sponsored by Sheridan Community Federal Credit Union. Proceeds fund local FFA scholarships in agriculture education. Media sponsors include Heartland Kubota, Tribute Builders, PEMF Wellness, Sheridan Media and Range, the annual Albert J. Goodwater FFA Alumni Barn Bash, Saturday, February 21st. More information available on our Facebook page, Sheridan FFA Alumni. Again, that's February 21st at 5:30. See you there.
Oh, he's a squirrel. She's so cute.
I won $50.
Sure, you've played football pools, but have you played cow pools? Introducing Shorty's Countdown to Calving. Each cow featured is ready to have her calf. Pick the date you think she'll calve, and you could win $50 in chamber bucks. And we're in Wyoming, so there's plenty of cows. Play round one of Shorty's Countdown to Calving on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com.
Cute black and white. Looks just like his mom. Hey, I won $50 too.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you this beautiful day? Isn't this a beautiful morning?
Very.
Hey, Seabose, how's this?
That's an awfully elegant pose, but is all that elegance necessary?
And why not? I represent Marichex, don't I? We're not a butcher
Good
shop.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Wyo Theater Executive Director Aaron Butler, Director Pollyann Everett, and local actor Dan Cole. We're discussing the Wyo Theater and Civic Theater Guild co-production of She Loves Me. Now, Dan, you play Seepos.
Yes,
sir. There we go. I got it right that time. For those who may not know, how long have you been acting yourself?
Well, I've been acting for about 25 years.
What got you there? What was it about acting that really drew you into it?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool story. I think I've told it before, but it is.
I got a
story.
Lot of listeners.
It's a good story. Yeah, if you're new to the program, I saw The Sound of Music when I was about 14 years old. And back in our time, we didn't have all these things that kids have to get into theater. And I watched Justin Straub and like some of these guys in the community that were just. Spellbinding and capturing, and at 14 years old, I looked at these guys like my heroes.
Yeah,
like you would look at Robert Duvall.
Yeah,
or you know, any of your heroes, and I said, "That's what I want to do."
Yeah, so. Yeah. What was your first step?
My first step was immediately when I got into high school, quitting sports because I did a lot of sports, which I love sports. So I quit sports to do theater, and that was the first step.
That's amazing. So yeah. You're like, you know what? I'm putting down the helmet. Yeah,
I'm putting down the helmet. I'm putting down the ball, and we're gonna go
and
do
I'm
some
going
theater.
On stage. That's amazing. Yeah. How has the evolution been through the years? Of course, there's hey, here's a couple simple parts, and then you start challenging yourself a little bit more. Yeah. Looking back over your shoulder at the road that you've traveled. Was there ever a moment where you're like, boy, I was ready for this or wasn't ready for that when I took it?
Yeah. No, there was never a moment where I was never ready. No. And I wanted to do it professionally, but I didn't. I think that part kind of scared me.
Yeah.
So I kind of shied away from doing it professionally and just doing it for the love of the game, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to pry into that.
Yeah, of course.
When it comes to that, let's call it trepidation, apprehension of going pro, what was it that kept you on this side of the fence?
Well, I think just being so young and seeing how many different things can affect, like what part you get. It's a different world out in the professional world. Like, there's a lot of things that go into it. It's not necessarily like, how good you are. There's a lot of politics that come up. It's like, are you right for the part? There's a lot of typecasting. There's a lot of those things. And I think at that point I was just like, you know what? I just love this. I love this genre of what I'm doing, and I just want to do it for fun. And it's been great.
Yeah. And stage performance is so much different than anything on camera.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing a lot of people don't understand. When they go to a play, they might say, wow, they're very animated. Well, that's because the camera is not right in your face where you can see it. Right. I have to be animated. Right. I'm playing for the guy in the back row as much as I'm playing for the guy in the first row.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Yeah. And film acting is not something that I think I would probably ever be good at. I mean, maybe, but definitely different perspective.
Different world.
From,
Tell me about Sipos as a person.
Well, Sipos is kind of a funny role. I actually watched the Broadway version and I went, I'm not doing it like that.
I love that.
I'm spinning it around. You know, I don't like, and the guy did great.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, but I said, I'm going to make it my own and do something different. So, you know, I had a little New York here and there. And he's a little different. He ain't so dorky. And, you know,
the Broadway version was boring.
Yeah.
You're much more interesting. I'll definitely say
that guy's a professional actor. And I'm not. And I'm not. So, you know.
I do love that, though, because your first step was to watch somebody else and go, okay, that's theirs.
That's theirs, and this is mine.
This is mine.
This is mine.
So how long did you sit with Sipos?
You know, when I was watching a show called The Gilded Age, it's on HBO. So this character in the show, Jack, he's kind of got this cute demeanor. He's funny. He's, and so that's kind of what I adopted there.
You wanted Sipos to be more charming.
Yeah, I wanted, not even charming, but just a little more thoughtful.
Mm,
let's use that word.
Yeah.
A little more thoughtful. So.
Not so clumsy.
Yeah, not so clumsy. And a caricature. We talk about, like, in acting, you can play a character or you can play a caricature.
Mm.
And I chose the character.
You wanted to make Sipos deeper.
A little bit, yeah.
That's really interesting. So for those who don't step on the stage, for those individuals who just kind of, like me, sit in the audience and are curious about the process, even though the lines haven't changed.
No, lines.
Right? It's all
they're static.
Black and white.
Yeah.
How do you take a character without changing the lines and give him a complete different personality from one production to the next?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. In a lot of ways, you do change lines. You change the readings of the lines and how they're meant to be portrayed to the audience. And maybe you might go 180 and make that line totally different and more endearing. Like, you know, there's a lot of lines that actors have that they just throw away. You know what I mean? They just throw it away because they say, that's not a good line. And it's like, no, your challenge as an actor is to make that a good line.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no lines are ever thrown away.
I used to sit with my daughter and we would watch movies periodically.
Yeah.
We'd pick
a
director. We'd watch that director's movies. And I would ask her, why did he keep that? Why did they keep that instead of throwing that on the editing floor? Because I wanted her to explore exactly what you're nailing.
Yeah.
If I chose to keep it, it is in there for a reason. If I'm a good director, if I'm a good producer, if I'm a good editor, I kept that for a reason.
Yeah. And you have to, because you have to honor the writer's work. You know? I mean, honor it. And don't throw it away.
That's really interesting. So during rehearsals, did you play or did you already have Sipos in your mind when you first stood up there?
Yeah, it took me a bit after reading the script to kind of hone what I wanted to do down. Not very long, because I kind of studied what other people had done with the role, and I went, well, I could say this role, you could throw it away. Mm-hmm. But you can't. You can't throw it away. He's the comedic relief, And that's kind of how I melded my character. I said, I'm going to make the best C-post that I can out of what I'm given out of this writing. And it's fun, man. And it's actually fun to do that. You know, like,
you see any of yourself in C-post? And this is something I ask you almost every time we have a conversation. When you're trying to find that character, there's got to be some sort of bridge, an empathy, an apathy, knowing where they're coming from, and I use the word apathy, but I didn't mean a sympathy, where you're like, I've been there, I've done that, I can act that.
Yeah.
With C-post, was there anything where you're like, oh, I get this guy?
Well, that's actually like a very interesting question, because no. I see nothing in me in C-post.
Yeah.
I'm like the exact 180 of this character that I'm playing. So
when it comes to characters like that, do you like characters that you can identify with a little bit? Or I believe the last time you and I spoke, you were playing an outright villain.
Yeah.
And that was kind of something more new.
Yeah.
At least for me, watching you as a performer, I haven't seen you be a villain.
Yeah.
You're usually the good guy. Yeah. You know, that type of thing. So when it comes to choosing these parts, do you like people that you can, or characters you can identify with more? Or do you like taking a step back saying, I'm going to have to invent everything about this?
Yeah. I'd have to say I love the second. You know, anything that I can't identify to make it mine is always very interesting as an actor, and I try to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would rather not have a character that I identify with on
That's
stage.
That's really interesting.
It's more of a challenge. It's more fun that way.
I was just going
to
say.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we do this. Like,
I get to be somebody completely different.
That's what acting is. Yeah.
when you do end up getting characters that you can kind of identify with a little bit, because there are parts where you're like, oh, well, yeah, I've been in love. Yeah. Everyone can do that.
Yeah.
So it is just an easier process.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's only as easy as what we make it. You know what I mean? I mean, as actors, the process is only as easy as we're willing to take it. So
you've both directed.
Yes.
Now, this is kind of a question for both of you then. Pollyanna, when you have your anchors up on stage, you've got an idea as a director. This is the character I kind of want you to be. How do you help them or guide them in that direction? And I'm not trying to say that there's conflict in any way where someone's like, that is not the person I want to play and I'm out of here type of situation. But when we're all kind of working and jiving together, if you see something or someone going in a different direction, how do you guide them back?
Well, you know what?
She's very free.
I am.
You give your people a lot of freedom to do.
I do. Some of it is, as an actress myself, I think I trust my actors to know what their character arc is, kind of like where we are on that road. And you know, sometimes I will say something if the choice it's not even about the character. Sometimes it's more about literally like the blocking doesn't work. Like, so the physical mechanics, because the people that we cast in the show are amazing.
Yeah.
They have excellent instincts. They've done their job. They're to know their character and know know the script. A lot of it has been appreciating the work that they've done, and then occasionally making suggestions if it seems like just a certain spot is not gelling. But I've been spoiled. I mean, my whole cast, like, they know their characters, they know the music inside and out, and so it's just been a case of a little bit of fine tuning. Or occasionally making a suggestion, or if, you know, Dan is fantastic at doing something different every time in certain, And occasionally it'll be just like, oh, well, that was maybe like 75%. Just the tiniest bit. But I mean, it makes me laugh every time.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it'll be just, you know, keeping is this in keeping with the tone?
Yeah.
You know, and so that's, you know, that's kind of my approach is like, especially with this cast is, appreciating the work that they've put in and then making suggestions when I feel like it needs to. But I'm definitely of the opinion that it's not me up there.
Mm.
And so if it's working within the framework and everybody's gelling, then I don't put my two cents in.
Let it ride.
Yeah, exactly. And some directors wouldn't, some directors might not. Take that approach.
Yeah.
That's very freeing as a director and an actor.
Mm. When you get people up there who've done their homework, they know what they're coming to bring.
Yes.
Step back. And I believe one of my favorite actors said the best direction he's ever received was when somebody said, do that again. More urgent.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah. That's all that they needed. Okay, got it. Yeah, he said he picked up on that instantly. But on that, I got to take another quick commercial break. More with our YO Theater and Civic Guild in just a moment.
She loves me. She loves me. True, she doesn't show it. How could she when she doesn't know it? Yesterday she loathed me. Bah! Now today she likes me. Bah! And tomorrow, my teeth ache from the urge to touch her.
Ever wonder where your bank's priorities really are?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, they're right here at home.
No shareholders, just shared values.
Local decision-making, community support, and a long-standing commitment to the people we serve.
Plus the convenience of online and mobile banking.
Banking that matches your values.
First Federal Bank and Trust. More than a bank, a mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Talking with Bill from Tales of the City. Bill, can you tell me what you mean by treats with a purpose?
We have all kinds of different treats. Bully sticks. These are naturally drained, naturally dried. We have supplements like Ultra Oil, which completes the 3, 6, 9 omegas. And then there's Ultra Joint. It really helps the older dogs, helps dogs with joint problems. There's a lot of dogs that need that supplement.
Stop by Tales of the City and check out the wide selection of treats with a purpose. 218 West Burkett.
Hey, Jill, what do you think about those folks who are ready to buy or sell a home right now while it's still cold out?
It could be the best decision they make all year. Hi, this is Jill and Colton Bates with the Bates Team at Best. Many people are looking for the perfect time to buy or sell, but your future home or buyer may be out there right now.
It makes sense for buyers to get ahead of the common spring push when there's more competition, but what about sellers?
Those looking right now are likely serious buyers, and starting now can move the seller's timing up in a big way. They could have a stress-free summer full of fun.
For a huge summer payoff, give us a call today at 675-BEST and visit bestwi.net.
Every love story is different, and the perfect gift should be too. At Legacy Diamond and Gems, you'll find a stunning selection of gemstones and fine jewelry for men and women to match your style, personality, and budget. From colorful gemstones to classic favorites, we'll help you find what's meaningful to you. Find us online at LegacyDiamondGems.com and visit our store at 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan. Legacy Diamond and Gems, jewelry as unique as the one you love.
It's been a long-standing tradition in our community. With 4 chapters in our county, the opportunities for young people continue to grow. See the center section in this week's Country Bounty to get caught up on our local FFA chapters, where they've been, what they have going on, and how you can be a part of their learning and growth. Sponsors include Heartland Kubota, True Built Builders, PEMF Wellness, Sheridan Media, and Range.
Is it tinnitus? Is it tinnitus? Regardless, it's annoying. Hi, this is JT with Ebia Hearing.
Ringing in your ears isn't something you have to just live with. Tinnitus affects millions, and treatment has come a long way. From specialized hearing aids to breakthrough therapy like Lanier, we can help reduce tinnitus symptoms over time. Relief is possible. At Ebia Hearing, our specialists can help you find the right path forward. Call 674-8920 to schedule your hearing loss or tinnitus consultation today. That's 674-8920.
Quiet dignity, yes, and we get the tilt of our hats right. That's right. When I ride my bike, people see what Marichek's like. So I think it's very important that I look my best.
And how many people have you run over today?
Not one.
Well, it's early.
Here comes Miss Ritter.
Oh.
She spent the night with Mr. Godai.
Welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. And with me this morning, YO Performing Arts and Education Center Executive Director Aaron Butler, director of the upcoming co-production of She Loves Me, Pollyann Everett, and local actor playing Sipos, Dan Cole. Aaron, co-production. This happens once a year.
True.
How did it all begin?
Oh, gosh. I knew you were going to ask me the lore. From what I understand, the co-production was created quite some time ago because the Civic Theater Guild had a desire to be able to put on performances that did not fit in their space, in the Carriage House space, which, is, as folks might know, is quite small. And so then in the beginnings, I guess it was more about the Civic Theater Guild putting on a show at the YO and them and that sort of collaboration grew into us working together as opposed to the Civic Theater Guild, not renting, but essentially renting without paying money to the YO to do the show. So, it's been a longstanding tradition. And it's fun to recognize each other in that way as two places that do similar things. The thing I love about the co-production, so we have, of course, the fall musical, the premiere, and then the co-production, and then, of course, we do our youth musical. The thing I love most about the co-production is it's not as like structured or strict in terms of choosing the script. For the co-production, it's a little looser. I think had Marva Kraft or someone else said, I want to do She Loves Me for the fall production, we would have maybe pushed up against that because the fall production wants to be something usually that's really well known, that tends to be more family friendly. There's all these funny things about it. Which are good and important, but I prefer that things like She Loves Me, that a lot of people are probably not familiar with, now have an opportunity to experience because of Pollyanna's vast knowledge of musical theater and her understanding of the show and other things like First Date we did a couple years ago. Dan was the lead in that show, and it was in the Mars Theater. You know, and that was a little different and
a little more modern, you know,
a little bit more edgy,
for sure. And Pollyanna was in that too, of course. I'm so sorry. Yeah, she played a great part in that.
Still got my cup from that, by the way.
It's a good cup. It's a good cup.
Does it still light up?
So the thing that's really cool about the co-production is that you can kind of like push the boundaries in some ways or push the audiences in some ways. And I prefer that. Inspiring.
Yeah. When so a lot of people may not know, they don't get a peek behind the curtain, please excuse the saying, but about how the YO really does sit down and plan all of this out. Mm. No show at the YO is willy-nilly. There is a lot of thought that has gone into this. An entire board has sat down and discussed these things. Describe to me what it's like during one of these board meetings when someone throws out an idea, throws out a production. First off, how far out do I have to be?
Yeah, well, right now we're planning for next season. So we are working toward our season schedule for next year. we are getting to be quite full throughout the year. And as you say, the stuff that the YO presents is incredibly intentional. As much as we're able, sometimes we can't dictate the timing just based on routing and all those sorts of things.
Performers have got a schedule as well.
Yeah. So that's a little harder, but we also have these events that are rental events, things like Stars of Tomorrow or the Munsick Family Christmas or the Salvation Army holiday movie series or Cloud Peak Classic, you know, any number of things that have sort of been now established on our calendar. So we have this incredible calendar wherein we have all these events that exist like the third week of March, the second week in these things that have existed forever. So they live in our calendar, and then we have to try to schedule around those events. And then people want to rent the theater. And it's, we love that we can provide that to folks. But as you sort of mentioned before we got on air in terms of your schedule with Public Pulse, it's not as easy as like, is there a space next Thursday? Well, not really.
Yeah.
You know? So it does take a lot of time. And one of the things we spend a lot of time doing, and this is incredibly boring to everyone, but I'm answering your question.
It's actually, to tell you the truth, this is fascinating to me because this is something that people on the outside don't get to see. Okay. Sitting, mm-hmm. I know where you're at. You're up there in that office. You're mm-hmm. toiling over schedules. You're mm-hmm. toiling over pay. You're toiling over these different things. I want people to understand that everything that happens at the YO is completely intentional. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of work behind getting this here.
Yeah.
And in some cases, a lot of work to get these people here.
Well, sure. And in terms of like local productions, that's a different animal because you're engaging people who are not getting paid, who do have day jobs, who have to be willing to put in the work. Often, I think this is the first time the co-production has actually appeared in, well, last year Misery was in February. That was a different kind of thing. But the co-production is usually a slightly later in the season. Now, this year, we looked at our calendar and we said, hey, you know what? February tends to be less busy. Usually, the weather's not great. So we try not to get a lot of touring groups during that time. So let's see how February goes. Pollyanna was willing to do that. And I think it caused some challenges in terms of like scheduling up against the fall show and also the Christmas break and all these things. So we'll reevaluate that once this is over to see if that timing was good. But it's always sort of like these little things that we're trying to fix and make sure that they're good for everyone. Not to mention that I spend a lot of time gathering schedules from the high school football teams and what is the local high schools, when are their shows and what is Ace in the Hole doing? When is that happening? And what is the college doing? When is that happening? So
you don't like to compete.
No, and it's an incredible puzzle that we aren't always successful at.
Now, for those who want to see this show, when and where is it going to take place, my friend?
Yeah, so it opens this week. Y'all get your tickets this Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then next weekend would be the 27th through March 1st. Two weekends. It's totally worth the look, I guess. If you're unfamiliar, you're going to love it. I mean, it's Pollyanna touched on the cast. This cast is exceptional, and I don't say that lightly. It is an incredibly talented group of people who are well seasoned and you do not see on stage often together. So this is kind of a treat.
And I'm going to do a little hometowning here, but you know, this is something that I really try to put forward that I don't want to take for granted. So I don't want my listeners and anybody out there to take for granted. We have a lot of talented people in this town. We have artists. We have performers, singers, songwriters. We've got stage actors. We've got people who can, you know, sculpt. I mean, the amount of artistic talent, both in just about every medium and performance itself within this area, is staggering. Mm. It's staggering. And yes, I am lucky enough to have a job where I get to talk to, you people quite a bit.
I think you need your own show. I think we can talk for hours.
I think it's amazing, though, because you got to look at the process in all of this. And you have to really appreciate these individuals. There are deserts out there, folks, and we are certainly not in one of them. So how do I get the tickets, and what's my cost?
YOTheater.com and 22 for students, 27 for adults.
All right. One more time on the dates, my friend.
September. Oh. No, we are in February. February, help me out. Is it the 20th through the 23rd?
Yes.
And then the 27th through March 1st.
Yep.
Fantastic. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. It is always a pleasure having you guys.
We love you, bro.
I love you.
We love you, bro.
You guys are fantastic.
You're the best at what you do. So I hope that somebody tells you that. In Sheridan.
Thank you.
Because you're the best at what you do. And I know you got Public Pulse, but I would love to see you have your own show.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be so great, man.
You should put something in the suggestion box.
Yeah, there we go.
And you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Before my love discovers that she and I are lovers, imagine how surprised she's bound to be. She loves me. She loves me. I love her. Isn't that a wonder? I wonder why I didn't want her. I want her. That's the thing that...
Here's what makes First Federal Bank and Trust different.
No shareholders, just shared values and profits that are reinvested locally, supporting nonprofits to help our community thrive.
Mutual means more for our communities.
With years of trusted local service and modern banking tools that make life easier, mutual means more.
First Federal Bank and Trust, banking with shared values. Member FDIC.
Your car does a lot for you, getting you to work, hauling kids, driving in Wyoming weather. So when it needs service, trust the experts at Midas. Midas repairs brakes, battery, exhaust, steering, air conditioner, radiator, suspension, starters, charging system, fluids, tires. Midas does it all, and they do it right. Right now, the savings are strong. Buy one oil change, get one free to use by March. Plus, save $100 on a set of four tires. For full service auto repair, see Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan. A touch above the rest.
Talking with Bill at Tales of the City with the best food for your pets. What's even better than that? Getting it for free.
Nature's Logic, Nutrisource, and the From, we have a buy 12, get one free. And we keep track of it. No more cutting out coupons and saving your receipts and all that. Sometimes you just walk in and you see your name on a bag and that's your free bag. Come on in and take advantage of the customer loyalty program and you don't have to do a thing.
Join the loyalty program at Tales of the City, 218 West Burkett.
At Carol's Furniture, we know recliners aren't one size fits all anymore. With so many shapes, styles, and comfort options, finding the perfect chair starts here. And right now, there's even more reason to shop during our President's Day sale. Enjoy happy savings on recliners made for real life. Comfort you'll love, styles you'll be proud to show off. From our family to yours, we can't wait to help you find the one. Carol's Furniture, where comfort feels like home.
This announcement is brought to you by Farmers Co-op, your farm and ranch supply store on Coffin Avenue.
At CHAPS Equine Assisted Services, volunteers help change lives and bring confidence, joy, and healing to people of all ages alongside the healing power of horses. Whether you're experienced with horses or brand new to the barn, there's a place for you on our team. We're looking for caring hearts who want to make a difference right here in our community. No horse experience needed. Reach out to Lou, our volunteer coordinator, at volunteercoordinator@chapswyo.org.
Think your pet has star power? Prove it in pet selfies. Snap a selfie of your pet or include yourself in the shot for extra fun. You can enter once a day, so every pet in the house gets a chance to shine. Presented by Mandy Koltiska with Century 21 BHJ Realty, and she's giving away $200 in chamber bucks to one lucky winner by random draw. Enter now through February 26th at SheridanMedia.com. Pet selfies, cute, chaotic, and totally worth it.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM, KROE.
KROE.